people swear and they talk, use God's name in vain, use it something that is very unpleasant, what might you hear from somebody that talks very ugly, using God's name in vain? What would they say?
I would say they should not use the Lord God in vain.
Okay, but what are some of the expressions? Do you mind telling me, put on the tape, some of the ones that you have heard that you think are particularly bad? When you might say,
I don't study God. I don't think he's a God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my God.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about what you heard in church, you might say the preacher preached a good
sermon.
How's that?
A sermon.
Okay. And one man might say, well, I didn't go to hear the sermon. I just went to hear
the people. Good choir.
The choir, because I enjoy
the singing.
And all of the
carrying on. All of the meeting.
Okay, and that the choir and the organist provide good,
good music.
Okay. You might say, the service was
fine.
Just
yes, fine. Beautiful.
Okay. What about if you're worried about getting there on time? Maybe you had to change a flat tire on the way to church, and you might say, well, for goodness sakes, church will be over
when I get there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the opposite of God is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would run late.
Right, right. You're afraid you're going to miss church.
Right.
Okay, but what is the person who is the opposite of God? Like, God lives in heaven, and the in hell is the opposite of God. He's the people tell children that if this old fellow with horns and hooves and a tail and a pitchfork, what's he called?
The devil.
How's that?
The devil.
Okay, any other nicknames for him?
Satan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tells you better put a sweater on, it's getting something chilly. It's getting
cool.
Okay, put a word in front of chilly. It's getting up
cold.
Chilly. It's getting something chilly.
It's weather getting chilly.
Okay, and you don't want to say it's really chilly, but just start in that direction. It's getting a little bit.
A little bit Irish.
Okay. And what about, would you ever say it's getting rather chilly?
Yeah, I would say that it's getting really chilly out there.
Okay. Did you say really or rather?
Really.
Would you ever say rather?
Rather. Getting rather chilly out there.
Okay.
Can't say that good.
Okay, and what about if you want to say that you prefer not to do something, and would you ever use rather in that sense? You say, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a friend that you haven't seen for a long time, how would you say, I'm glad to see you? I'm mighty
proud to see you.
All right. And how do you tell, how would you describe if somebody owns, say, 500 acres over there, you'd say that's of land. That's a
mighty big place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about if somebody was if you're in a good bit of pain, and somebody said, are you hurting much? And you might say, well, I'm in a of pain.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Okay. And what about